adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Jungle Jim's campaign to rid the Paguan Islands of Karnak the Killer is not meeting with much success. Whole villages are burned, the inhabitants murdered, women are captured and carried off by the savage headhunters working under Karnak's command. Major Breeze, the gallant army officer who was responsible for enlisting Jungle Jim in the fight against Karnak the Killer, and who was helping Jim track down Karnak's henchmen, has been murdered. Stabbed to death by his former manservant and guide, Koa, who was acting under orders from Karnak's merciless men. Back on the mainland of the Paguan group, Karnak's lieutenant, accompanied by Koa, have come to report to their chief the murder of the gallant Major Breeze. In the tiny, well-secluded radio room, they are making contact with their chief.
Paguan calling. Paguan calling. Paguan calling. Number 7 reporting. Paguan calling. Number 7.
Come in for test, Paguan.
Number 7 calling.
Okay, number 7. Come in for test.
Number 7 reporting, Chief. Arrived this morning. Kilauna Island, base 2.
Very good, number 7. Test okay. Go ahead.
I'm reporting first the return of number 9. Number 9, Singapore.
Number 9, eh? That's the rat I wanted trapped. Number 9, named Koa. Reported false information. Then deserted. Ran out on us. Well, you know what to do with Koa.
Now, hold on, Chief. You got this Koa all wrong. He's been working for me. Trigger man. He's a good shot. Has nice, clean work.
Yeah?
He just got rid of that native agitator we were having all the trouble with.
I hope he did a better job on the native than he did on Jungle Jim Bradley and Major Breeze.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Chief, because he just did a nice, clean job of getting rid of Major Breeze.
Hold on. You mean he knocked off Major Breeze of the Army Intelligence? That's serious business. Give me the details at once.
A few days after Koa took the runout powder on you, he showed up at my base. Told me the whole story straight, that he wanted to square himself with you again. So I gave him the chance to bump off that native agitator. He did a good job.
Never mind the native job. I want to hear about the Major Breeze killing. Now let me have it.
All right, Chief, I'm coming to it. Now, for a couple of weeks, there'd been an old guy hanging around. We thought he was just a drunk, bum, a beachcomber. Always half drunk or asleep. He'd go around spouting poetry and Shakespeare. He had us fooled completely. Until after the native killing in the square, when I took Cole here into the hotel bar for a drink, he spots this bum sitting there, spieling off poetry to our man, number 5. Well, Cole then slips out and I follow, so that the drunks don't see us.
And that drunk, that bum, was made to Breeze in disguise, spying on you?
Yeah, that's it, Chief. And right away I put it up to Cole. But here was his chance to make good. Bump off Major Breeze, and I'd see that he was in good with you again.
All right. Let me hear how you did the job. And what's more important, what did you do with the body?
It was just getting dark. There was nobody around to see. I planted Koa outside the cafe with a knife.
Yeah?
Then number 5 and me eased the old boy out quietly. Koa gives him the knife from behind. Never knew what hit him. Dead as a mackerel.
You recover the knife?
Yeah, we got the knife. No trace of any clues.
What did you do with the body?
We started to dump the body in the bay. But there's a lot of fish in there, and those natives do a lot of diving around. And if they found the body, they'd have reported it to the authorities.
Yeah. They'd lay the killing to someone on your island and send in the army or marines, and they might uncover our base, huh? Good work. Smart thinking. But what did you do with the body?
Wrapped it up. Brought it over to the cruiser with us and dumped it over on the other side of the bay. Over in the native quarter on a fishing wharf.
Anyone see or hear you?
No, Chief. We killed the engines. Just at in about 2 o'clock this morning. Then we shoved off and circled the point. Changed course and cut in through the harbor. Didn't see a soul.
Nice work, number 7. Put core up.
Right, Chief. Here you. Sit down.
Yes.
Now, wait. Don't take off the blindfold. I'll place you. Yeah, feel that chair?
Yeah, core feel. Core sit now. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. Now bend forward, a little closer here. That's it. Yeah. Okay, Chief, core's ready.
Good. Now listen, core. Very lucky for you that you had a change of heart and decided to come back to the job. In view of the good work you've done, I won't punish you for lying to me about Jungle Jim Bradley's death. The slate is clean. But remember, if you ever let your foot slip again, there won't be any mercy shown. You'll get the slow treatment. Understand?
Cor, understand. Thank Chief. Cor always do good work.
All right. Here's what I want you to do right now. You are the only one who knows Jungle Jim Bradley and that woman Shanghai Lil by sight. They are somewhere on these islands. Find them. Find them quickly. Report to me. If you get me the information, you'll be well paid. Start today. Begin on this island. With Major Breeze out of the way, you're safe. Now, get busy.
Very good, Master. Cor, find them sure. Quick.
Number seven. Number seven, remain at headquarters below until I give you orders to return to base number two. That is all.
Okay, Cor, that's all. Let's get going. You got a big job to do. And don't miss. Because if you... Well, you know what the slow treatment is.
Yeah, Cor, go quick. Find Jungle Jim, Missy Liv.
And the following day, Shanghai Lil, seated in the waterfront cafe where she plays the part of hostess, is having her morning coffee. Across from her is Red, another Karnak henchman.
Want part of the paper, kid?
No, thanks. Nothing in it I want to read. Nothing ever happens out here except that Chinese war.
Well, here's big news and how. What do you know about that?
What is it, Red?
Well, they picked up some unknown bum over in the neighbor quarter with a knife wound through his back.
Hmm?
Hustled him off to the morgue, thinking he's just one of those drunks who float around this part of the world, and now it turns out he's a big shot.
What's the matter? Did he get drunk and wander over to the native quarter and start a fight? That's generally what happens when those rich guys go slumming.
This wasn't no rich guy on a slumming party. I told you he was just a ragged bum.
Someone swipe his clothes?
No. Worse than that. He was an army officer.
Mm-hmm.
Member of the governor's staff. Swell-looking guy, judging by this picture here.
An army officer, eh?
Yeah.
Member of the governor's staff.
Yeah. Here, take a look. Yeah, right there. Major Edward Brees, United States Army.
Let me see that. He was a good-looking soldier. Too bad. Murdered, eh?
Yeah. How come he was found over there in the native quarters in a ragged pair of pants and a torn shirt? What happened to his uniform? How come a member of the governor's staff should be found in that condition? Funny, the papers don't give no details.
No. Oh, well, I guess I'll get moving. I've got a little shopping to do. Going to grace this dump of yours with a new evening gown tonight, Red.
Going to give the boys a treat tonight, huh? Well, you sure got them coming in, and with the dough you're making, you can afford to put on a front for the boys.
Well, so long, Red. See you tonight.
Yeah, see you tonight.
Shocked by the news of Major Breeze's tragic death, Shanghai Lil hurries off to hold a secret conference with the governor of the island. As she rushes along the narrow streets, her mind occupied with the news of the sudden tragedy, she fails to notice two men who, as she approaches them, suddenly disappear into a doorway.
Hey, what's the idea? You nearly yanked my arm out, pulling me in here. What's wrong?
Quiet. Watch.
Huh?
Wait, woman. Go past, then Cortez. You look good, face.
Don't worry, I'll take a good look at her.
There. She go. See that woman. She Missy Lil. Chief want her.
Missy Lil?
Yeah.
You mean Shanghai Lil? Jungle Jim Bradley's girl?
Yeah, yeah.
Say, Cor, you're playing in luck. Now listen. Yeah. Follow her. Don't let her see you. Don't let her out of your sight. Hurry and don't lose her. I'll go back and report to the chief.
Cor, not lose her now. Follow every place. Maybe Cor find Jungle Jim, too.
Sure. Well, so long and good luck. It's a good break for you, kid. Put you in ace high with the chief.
Once again, fortune seems to play right into Cor's hand. Cautiously shadowing Shanghai Lil, the wily Cor sees her turn into the great gates of the governor's mansion. As she walks up the long path, Cor finds a convenient hiding place to await her return. In the meantime, in another island of the Paguan group, deep in dangerous hill country where headhunters abound, Jungle Jim and Kolo are trailing one of the outlaw bands who have been burning down villages and spreading death and terror in the name of Karnak. They slowly approach a pass in the hills, alert to danger on every side.
Well, so far, none of those headhunters have shown himself very close to us, Kolo.
Yeah, there in hills. Plenty headhunters, Tuan Jim.
Wait, Kolo. I spotted one again.
Huh.
Look up there ahead. See at the top of the trail leading into the pass?
Oh, Lu, see him, Tuan Jim. Look, one on other side. Kolo, see two now.
Yes, Kolo. Looks as though we're going to run into trouble here.
Kolo, ready, Tuan Jim. Have gun, plenty bullets.
Look. Look, that one up ahead is waving his hand. He's trying to signal to us. Guess we'd better stop right here and see what he does then.
You just look. Do nothing. Maybe Tuan Jim and Kolo better hide behind rocks, ready to shoot.
No, Kolo. I don't want to start anything. Let's just stand here and see what our next move is going to be.
Look, Tuan Jim. See, more heads come up over rock.
Yes, we've run into a tribe of them. They're looking us over pretty carefully now. See? They're beginning to show themselves in full view. There's about 12 of them now.
He'll be far away. If Tuan want to find place to hide...
No, Kolo. We're just going to take a chance and stand our ground. Oh, there they come. Climbing over the rocks. Top of that ridge.
Kolo not like this, Tuan Jim. Think maybe we better shoot first. Headhunters only have spear.
We have
good gun.
Do you hear them, Kolo? They're yelling about something.
Sound like war cry, Tuan.
Here they come, Kolo. Charging down at us. Easy now, Kolo.
Remember,
don't shoot. Just stand your ground. We've got to take a big chance.
Kolo, obey, Tuan Jim. Not shoot.
That's right, Kolo. We're going to let them capture us. Take us away with them. It may lead us right to Karnak the Killer.
Captured by a dozen howling savages, Jungle Jim and Kolo now face a new danger. These savage tribesmen, the dreaded Pagoan headhunters, are probably in the pay of Karnak the Killer. With Major Breeze dead, Shanghai Lil being shadowed by the treacherous Koa, who any minute may betray her to the murderous henchmen of Karnak, and now Jungle Jim and Kolo captured by headhunters, it appears that the campaign to stamp out Karnak and his terrorism is doomed to failure. Certainly, Karnak the Killer seems to control the situation with a firm hand for the time being. Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Follow your favorites, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, the Katzenjammer Kid, the Little King, plus the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. All these and many others are to be found in the full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.